I don't know if you've noticed, but starting on the next week, there's a rugby thing happening, Rugby World Cup, apparently. So people seem to be excited about it for some reason. I don't know. Something's happening anyway. But, you know, jokes aside, the Rugby World Cup is coming, and so it's a great opportunity for people to kind of get together and do stuff together. And the Waiheke Kindergarten are putting on something to give us a chance to do that. And Kirsten Simmons is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
So,
nice to be here.
Yeah. So what are you putting on?
Well, it's a really exciting night. It's a really fun night. It's happening on the 24th of September at Rangihau Estate. And basically what we're doing is we're doing a fundraiser for the kindergarten. And the kindergarten has been soundproof, and it costs a lot of money nowadays. And as we know, the kindergartens aren't getting as much money, well, any kind of early childhood centres. So basically it's a big party. We've got some live auctions, we've got some silent auctions, we've got a three-course meal happening, and just lots of exciting things to try and raise that money for the kindergarten.
Cool. Yeah. So hold on, let's just go back a bit. They've soundproofed it. What are they doing to the kids in there that they need to soundproof it?
Yeah. Don't worry, people. It's okay. Well, what's happening nowadays, and I think everyone would probably agree, that the world has got so much noisier. You know, there's so much more sound around and those kind of things. And so the levels within early childhood centres and places, and people are now gauging them a lot more to see what's happening. And it's too loud. It's basically just too loud, whether that sound is just from the children, which it can be. You know, there's 30 to 40 children in a kindergarten or a play centre or an early childhood establishment. So there's a lot of sound that comes from that. People, the children's hearing is being affected. So we need to soundproof that so that we're looking after the health and the well-being of the children.
Yeah.
So
why are the community paying? Why don't the government pay for it?
Well, that's a big question. Exactly. Well, I guess they give us money for certain things and they don't give us money for other things. And I think it's all fairly clear with what's happening in the initiatives at the moment with early childhood and the task force. What they're going around is that there's certain things that they focus on and certain things that they don't.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That evolves and that changes all the time.
Yeah, so the community might be asked to contribute even more soon, mightn't they?
They are.
Yeah.
That's just the truth, and that's where we're at, and that's why we've put together an incredibly functional committee that are very dedicated to sorting this out for the children, because children are our future. So, you know, we want to really have a fantastic event. And we've got 150 tickets. Tickets are selling really, really fast. We've got to 100 already, which is amazing. So thank you to those people who are already buying tickets. That's fabby. But, you know, we've still got some more to go. And it's just a great time to get together. We'll watch the French All Black game as well. So that'll be great. Have a few beers and some wines. Buy some stuff. But the one thing I want to say about this as well, Chris, you know, we've been going around and people have been donating, and we have to have a big shout out to all the people in Waiheke, really, because every time we go into an establishment, someone's always saying yes, you know, and they're giving, 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 and we've been overwhelmed with the generosity of how the island works. And I'm new to the island, so I've been talking to people and they're like, yeah, of course we'll do that, you know, that's for the children, it's for the kindergarten. And the generosity is incredible. You know, it's just people are giving, and it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time to be doing that. It's a recession. There's so many people who are fundraising. The cup's coming up and all of those kind of things. So people have got their eggs in different baskets, but they are very, very willing. You know, I've got a whole list in front of me here of people who are just... They're saying, yeah, absolutely. So
yeah, that's good stuff, hey? Great.
Yep.
And so this the French All Black game, and so how's the night work? Because you've got dinner and DJs and all the rest of it, eh?
So that's right. Yeah. So come early. It starts at 6, and you'll get a complimentary drink then as well. So you arrive then about 6, get there early, and then at 6:45 we're going to do the meal. So that's French cuisine, and it'll be delicious. And then we've got auctions happening after that, once we've sorted through there. But the objective is to get there early, get in, have a drink, see the silent auction, see what you might possibly want to buy, you know, also talking to people, getting involved, and, you know, it's social networking and all of those kind of things as well. And then there's prizes for best dressed, and fantastic prizes as well. And once we'll have a break, Obviously, at half time, we don't want to be stopping things through the game. That might get people a bit angry. And then we'll do some auctions at the end as well, so everyone will be able to bid and find some wonderful things. We have got some wonderful things. You know, Mudbrick are doing a three-course meal for us. There's a date night, so everything's cut up into different packages. So there's at least 10 different packages on the night. And there's also some Trade Me auctions as well, so you can go into Trade Me and have a look at one of those. And the Loft and Casita Mero have put together a fabulous luxury package for anyone coming to the island. Padere Krishi are doing like a long lunch, and every one of those packages should have something in it for someone.
And the game itself, I mean, people are going to be interested in that. So what's it, TV in the corner or?
Oh, no. Massive big screen. So that's fantastic. So you come in and so it's going to be projected. And it's at Rangi House, so that they have like a big metal door thing where they go in and out with the olives and stuff like that. So it will be projected on a screen there.
Excellent. Yeah. So nice view of the game.
Nice view of the game, of course. We've got to have that for people because it's important at the moment. You know, the World Cup's one of those things that people are interested in, and we want to make sure that we do that to a really high level as well. So the professionalism of that, Thomas is sorting that out for us, so that's really great.
Cool. And a dance afterwards?
A big dance. DJ Vanessa's there. She's going to be getting things spinning around. So that will happen, you know, up until 12 o'clock so people can have a few drinks afterwards and have a bit of a boogie and celebrate being together and celebrate the kindergarten and the children and all that kind of thing and have a good time, you know. It's just it's meant to be fun, and it will be fun. Like, and I know it's going to be fun.
And you've got a bus, haven't you, to get people home?
That's right. You know, that's been donated as well. It's just, it's amazing. So at the end of the night, what we're going to do is group people, you know, if you're from Rocky Bay, all the Rocky Bay people will go off and you can go into that bus and you'll be taken home because it has to be an event that's safe for people. You know, there's no drunk driving and that kind of thing. If you do come and you need to park, there's the dirt racetrack on the other side, so there's heaps of parking there. Just remember, you might need a torch so you can get to your car or whatever. But that's right, there's going to be a bus there to take people home, and we'll just put that into groups so that you can get home safely. That's the key as well.
Good stuff. So where do people get tickets and all that kind of carry on?
Right, well, the tickets you can get from the kindergarten, or you can actually, if you're in Oniroa, you can get them from Bailey's as well, and Emma has them as well. But if you're around in town, Oniroa, if you're around the kindergarten, go in there and get some.
Cool. How much is it?
$50.
That's pretty good.
It's really good. Yeah. For a three-course meal, complimentary drink, and for a fantastic night, being able to watch the rugby, you know, I don't think that's too much.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's certainly cheaper than going to the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So, and what's the date again?
It's the Saturday, the 24th of September at Rangihau Estate. It starts at 6 o'clock. Make sure you've arrived by 6:30 for your complimentary drink, but get there as early as you can. There's a cash bar, there's auctions, there's raffles, there's a three-course dinner, and remember that game's on as well. And then you can boogie on with DJ Vanessa until 12 o'clock.
Yeah, and all supporting the kindergarten.
And it's all for the kindergarten. And thank you very much, everyone from the community who's been giving us things. And I should probably do a little bit of a shout-out to Mudbrick, Padere Krishi, Casita Mero, The Loft, Pullman, Primaloka Yoga Therapy, Placemaker, Sealink, Village Butchery, Celeste from the Zumba Kids, Bubble and Squeak Clothing, The Toy Library, Upcycle, Anu Spa, Mike Bell Hairdressing, Scott Miwa, who's doing the heat pump, Man of War, Goldie Room, Kennedy Point, Breathing Space, Ricky's, Rangihau, Waiheke Soap Company, Zeebies, Stony Ridge, Adventure Fishing Charters, Delight, Synergy, just, you know, that's where we're at, people. Thank you so
much.
That's
everyone on the island.
Oh, yeah, and there's more, you know. These are the ones that we've confirmed, but there's more things coming in. So for those people that I haven't mentioned and who are wanting to donate, you know, get hold of us as well, because we'd like to support you. And what we want to do for the companies, this is a reciprocal relationship, you know. So we will, you know, obviously I'm talking about it on the radio, but we're doing some social media and print media. We've got a Facebook site as well, so you can go and have a look at the event on Facebook. And we're going to advertise on the night too, so the big screen will be used for anyone's graphics or logos to say, you know, thank you very much, so that we're giving back too.
Cool. Thank you very much. I'll be there 24th of September.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks very much, Kirsten.
Thank you very much for having me here. Appreciate it.